Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now. On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
612 News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryant and Austin Price. Not to be mistaken for Andrew Price.
Take your own advice.
Oh, my goodness. What a day this has been. Let's go ahead, Austin, if you don't mind. Let's go ahead and do the three important things you need to know about this hour.
Number one.
Okay, today is the deadline for the city of Pensacola to remove the Black Lives Matter mural on A Street following a state mandate banning road art. The city confirmed its compliance in a letter to FDOT last week. If the city does not comply, state funds will be withheld. And as of this afternoon, that mural remains on A Street.
Ooh.
Untouched. Tomorrow's going to be an interesting news cycle day.
It sounds like it.
We will be following this story, I promise, on News Radio 92.3.
Number two.
And the Pensacola Beach Toll Plaza is scheduled for removal due to outdated equipment. The goal is to have the new toll plaza fully operational by next year's tourist season. Escambia commissioners considering the approval of the recommendation to retain Mott McDonald for the project oversight at the board meeting going on this afternoon.
Number three.
For the first time in three decades, the town of Century set to transition to a new sanitation provider. Century Town Council has formally endorsed the evaluation committee's recommendation of Waste Pro and has authorized Mayor Ben Boutwell to negotiate the terms of a final franchise agreement. Well, the scheduled transition from Republic to Waste Pro should happen around December the 1st.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Well, a suspect has been charged in the shooting on West Gadsden Street in Pensacola from last Sunday. PPD's Mike Wood says officers responded to the scene quickly when it happened and that detectives got right to work identifying the suspect. 30-year-old Robert Brewster has been charged with attempted murder, possession of a firearm by a felon, and felony criminal mischief.
Okay, Escambia commissioners may finally answer if it's in or if it's out of the $16 million Baptist demolition project. They're in session tonight. This story has been reported this afternoon by PNJ. Escambia County may finally decide whether to contribute to the city's demolition of the old Baptist Hospital property with a last-minute proposal by Escambia commissioner Lumen May. This comes a month after Mayor Reeves said it was easily now or never for the county to be a part of the demolition and future redevelopment of the Baptist Hospital site. The county may vote to fund that project during that session tonight, even though it's not on the commission's published agenda.
All right. You know, since we're talking about action that Escambia County's taken, the county has been making progress in cleaning up derelict vessels in Bayou Chico, the county's largest dumping ground of unwanted boats. However, people continue to anchor and abandon vessels in the waterway. Almost as soon as the county clears out others, abandoned and derelict boats can pollute and clog waterways, attract squatters, and even damage property if they were to break loose in a storm.
And to kind of further this story along a little bit for you, Escambia Administrator Wes Marino appeared on Pensacola Morning News this morning with Andrew McKay and discussed this topic.
Another thing that's not really a monetary thing but a process thing is the removal of derelict vessels.
Yeah.
You know, right now the process is kind of elongated, and so we're going to ask that that process can be shortened somewhat and expedited, that would let us move forward a little bit quicker.
Well, abandoned and derelict boats can pollute and clog waterways, attract squatters, and damage property if they break loose during a storm. 6:15, News Radio 92.3, Austin Price, looking at that weather and local traffic together this afternoon.
Yes, let's see what we got here. All right, not much going on, but we do have an accident reported. This is going to be on I-110 North. This is going to be right as you are passing the on-ramp at Airport Boulevard. We have an accident there causing a heavy wave of congestion. Luckily, outside of that, there's not much holding you up for particularly long. As for this weather that we're dealing with here, 84 degrees, low of 73. Sunny, mostly clear was your forecast for today, and that's how it's been for the last several days. That's how it's going to continue to be. But we are going to see the highs tick up as a result come Saturday and Sunday. Highs are going to be sitting closer to around 92 degrees.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Well, U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi is announcing increased efforts to stop human smuggling crimes here in the state of Florida. Grinnell Scott on the story on News Radio 92.3.
Attorney General Bondi said Florida U.S. attorneys are teaming up to stop human smuggling from Mexico, Cuba, and other nations. The cases have been investigated by Joint Task Force Alpha, which specializes in trafficking offenses. Bondi said those efforts will now be enhanced
to include our DEA, ATF, and FBI agents to this task force to give us even more manpower.
Bondi also said stronger ties with foreign law enforcement will be established. She said the effort is part of her commitment to the total elimination of transnational cartels that she made when she became Attorney General. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
And the Florida Supreme Court has unanimously denied an appeal from death row inmate Ernest Suggs, convicted in the 1990 murder of Pauline Casey, who was kidnapped from a Walton County bar. Suggs' attorney argued that a serial killer had confessed to the crime, but the court found no reasonable chance that this confession would lead to Suggs' acquittal. The ruling highlighted strong physical evidence linking Suggs to the murder, including Casey's palm prints and fingerprints found on his vehicle, her blood on his shirt, and evidence from the crime scene. The court also noted testimony that Casey was last seen with Suggs, reinforcing the case against him.
This was a breaking story this afternoon, and you heard it first on News Radio 92.3. A federal appeals court in Fort Myers has blocked a liberal Joe Biden-appointed judge's order to dismantle the Alligator Alcatraz Immigration Detention Center. The 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals granted a request from the state of Florida and the U.S. Department of Homeland Security to stay a district court's preliminary injunction that would have forced the site to wind down operations within 60 days. That will not happen. The facility is open once again. Florida Attorney General James Uthmeyer called this a victory against an activist judge.
And two South Florida jewelers accused of selling fake luxury watches, Jonathan Parra and Paula Sanchez Zapata, conned a man out of more than $70,000, and police believe there could be more victims. The man bought several Rolex watches from the couple and later discovered that they were fake. Parra and Zapata were arrested at a home in Cape Coral on suspicion of organized fraud.
618, News Radio 92.3, thanks a lot for having us on today. We appreciate that. Florida's becoming the first state to drop all of its vaccine mandates, and that includes requirements for kids in public schools. Dana Marie McNichol has the details from Miami.
Florida top health officials made that announcement yesterday, emphasizing a parent's right to choose. This move all to eliminate vaccine mandates for childhood shots required in public schools. Now, the Florida Surgeon General calls vaccine requirements immoral.
Who am I as a government or anyone else, or who am I as a man standing here now to tell you what you should put in your body?
Now, there are currently no federally mandated vaccines. However, Florida currently has a state law that requires students to be vaccinated against diseases like measles, mumps, polio, and whooping cough before enrolling in public schools.
Okay, you've heard Austin talking about the weather and how nice it is around here. Well, different story if you were in South Florida. It is a wet into the work week for those down there. Meteorologist Brandy Campbell has the latest in the rain from Miami.
If you are in South Florida, keep the umbrellas and rain jackets handy as storms are impacting the region once again this Thursday. Through Monday, we could see another 3 to 5 inches of rain, that across southeast Florida. Heavy rain, isolated street flooding, and gusty wind, all possible. We're also under a level 1 out of 4 flood risk in place through Saturday. As long as flooding doesn't become an issue, this rain could actually help. Much of southeast Florida is currently under various levels of drought. For more, make sure to download the Fox Weather app for the latest. I'm Brandy Campbell in Miami for Fox Weather.
All righty, 620 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. Back in just a few minutes with some national headlines for you right here on News Radio 92.3 on this Thursday afternoon edition.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. Here's what you'll find: a church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. You'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries. Plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, oh good, it's time to go to church. For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959 or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. And then we'll see you Sunday.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Hey there, homebuyers and sellers. I'm Will.
And I'm Angela.
With Cannell and Company Realty,
your dynamic real estate duo.
We're not just realtors, we're real estate MVPs. With a game plan tailored to your needs, we'll score you the home of your dreams.
Whether it's finding the perfect starter home or selling to upgrade, your goals are our goals, and we'll make sure you come out on top. Angela Sherrill, 850-292-3165.
Will Maven, 850-261-7020 or at willmaven.com.
Captain Eric Lawrence was training Afghan soldiers when his truck was hit by an IED.
I sat home alone for months. I didn't want that anymore. I wanted to go back to work. PVA helped me write my resume, got me a job interview. I got the job.
Paralyzed Veterans of America, changing lives, building futures. To learn more, visit PVA.org. A public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Fall is a great time of the year for gardening. Whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs, cool weather color, and of course, winter vegetables. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got the answers on the News Radio Garden Line. Every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware and Blue Sky Landscaping.
Want to win tickets to Florida State home games? Download our News Radio Pensacola app. Then tap that app. Tap that app to enter Monday through Friday on News Radio 92.3.
Return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Well, Joel Nato is in this afternoon and reporting on a big change coming to Social Security that may affect hundreds of thousands of people here in the U.S. A lot of seniors are going to be real concerned about this. Here's Jill.
At the end of this month, no more checks in the mail from Social Security. President Trump signed an executive order in March mandating all federal payments be made electronically starting September 30th by way of direct deposits and credit cards. The White House says checks cost more to process and they're vulnerable to fraud. Nearly 400,000 people still get check payments from Social Security. And the administration says it's contacting them to notify them of the change. The White House says some exceptions will be made for people who don't have access to digital payments. Jill Nato, Fox News.
All right, 624, News Radio 92.3. No, it's kind of a mixed day for the markets. The stocks ending up a little erratic. Here's Hillary Barsky with those numbers.
Stocks ending higher as private sector hiring slowed sharply in August, pointing to labor market weakness and increasing bets that the Fed will slash interest rates when it meets in a couple of weeks. Private sector hiring showed that 54,000 jobs were created in August, less than economists were forecasting. On Friday morning, the Labor Department will release the key jobs report for August. Shares of Salesforce tumbled 5%. The cloud software company reported second quarter earnings and revenue that beat forecast, but its outlook for the third quarter disappointed. The Dow winners, Goldman Sachs, Amazon, and Home Depot. The Dow decliners, Salesforce, Boeing, and Amgen. The Dow rising 350 points. The Nasdaq higher by 210. S&P 500 up 54. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
625, Austin Price on a roll today. He is looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
I absolutely am. Let's see what we got here. Well, Good news and bad news.
There we go. Give me the good news.
Well, actually, I'm going to give you the bad news first.
Give me the bad news.
You're like, now that I think of it. Okay, I-110, traveling northbound. This is going to be right as you are getting on to I-110 North from Airport Boulevard. We have a very heavy and very long stretch of congestion on I-110 northbound from an accident report. That's the bad news. The good news is, outside of that, there's nothing else holding you up.
Starting points. Where does it start building up, and where does it release?
Yeah, so it looks like it starts building up right as you are starting to approach Creighton Road, and it backs up past Airport Boulevard.
Okay. I would use 9th Avenue, and then maybe Palafox.
Or Davis.
Exactly. There you go. Use alternate routes.
Yeah, because it looks like a pain right now. As for your weather, sitting at around 84 degrees, low of 73 tonight. And then as we get into the next couple days, it's still going to remain sunny, mostly clear. But we're going to see those highs tick up come Saturday and Sunday, high sitting at around 92.
See, don't you feel better now helping all those folks out get around that messy traffic?
Yeah, you're welcome.
There you go. And also the nice forecast. Because there is a chill in the air for most of the country today. Not Northwest Florida, not included in our forecast. It's looking just fine here. Adam Klotz has the latest Fox weather forecast for us.
Cooler air is moving into the upper Midwest, into the Great Lakes and the Ohio. Expect below normal highs through the weekend with gusty winds tonight from Minnesota into Wisconsin and northern Illinois, and then a broader cool down spreading east. Along a trailing cold front, marginal risk of severe weather runs from parts of northeast through the southern Appalachians and into the Tennessee Valley. Isolated damaging winds are going to be the main threat from late this afternoon into this evening. Monsoonal moisture keeps the southwest wet. A slight risk for flash flooding covers central and southern Arizona and portions of southern California. Adam Klotz, Fox News.
And Health Secretary RFK Jr. taking aim at former CDC Director Susan Menares, accusing her of lying to the American people. During a Senate hearing today, Kennedy was pressed on Menares' statement that she was fired because she refused to go along with vaccine recommendations backed by Kennedy. Kennedy says that's not true and added that he asked Menares if she was a trustworthy person, and she replied no.
That was quite a witch hunt today up on in Washington. It really was very interesting. I watched a lot of it. And, you got to believe some of the other stuff you don't so much believe in. You just had to weigh it out. Okay, now that Alligator Alcatraz has reopened today, there's a new detention facility that we're talking about. It's called Louisiana Lockup, and it's in Angola, Louisiana. Here's Brooke Taylor.
It is called Louisiana Lockup, and it is going to house the worst of the worst criminal illegal migrants. So we're talking murderers, traffickers, and also rapists. DHS Secretary Kristi Noem got a tour of this facility with the Attorney General Pam Bondi. We were there as they got this tour. It is going to house up to 400 illegal migrants. The facility was an abandoned camp within the notorious Louisiana Angola prison. It is the largest maximum security prison in the country. The Louisiana governor says the camp was designed to hold the most violent criminals at the prison, and it used to be used for solitary confinement.
And Fed Governor Lisa Cook under investigation by the Justice Department over allegations of mortgage fraud. That's according to multiple reports. Last month, the director of the Federal Housing Finance Agency, Bill Pulte, sent the DOJ two criminal referral letters related to properties owned by Cook in Michigan and Georgia. President Trump has moved to fire Cook with cause over the matter and has asked the Fed to cut rates for months.
Well, paper trails can be pretty damaging, can't they? Breeze Airways began nonstop flights from Pensacola to Bentonville, Fayetteville, Arkansas today. The Memphis service starting up tomorrow. Breeze was recently honored as one of the world's most innovative companies in 2025, ranked number 3 best domestic airline by Travel and Leisure magazine. There you go. Good stuff. All right. We'll talk sports coming up in 5 on News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. President Trump is extending the National Guard's deployment in D.C. through November 30th. Fox's Jared Halpern with more.
The National Guard was activated as part of President Trump's surge of federal law enforcement to combat crime in D.C. The extension of the troop presence comes as the D.C. Attorney General filed a lawsuit against the Trump administration, arguing the deployment is an illegal military occupation.
Trump says crime is down dramatically since the federal takeover began last month. What about the president ordering the National Guard to help fight crime in Chicago? Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker has been highly critical of the idea and says if and when it happens, legal action will be taken.
That's going to be our first line of defense, is getting a court to issue a TRO or other injunction against that activity.
Trump said this week he would send the guard into Chicago, but wouldn't say when. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM. Own your moment. Make it legendary. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. I took the Chiefs once again coming out of the AFC. Now for the NFC, give me the Eagles, Vikings, Buccaneers, and 49ers winning their divisions, with the Lions, Packers, and Rams snagging all three NFC wildcard spots. And in Super Bowl 60, I have Kansas City meeting the Minnesota Vikings, with Patrick Mahomes capturing his fourth Lombardi trophy. I'm Zach Gelb.
Welcome to the end of summer sale at AutoZone. We're celebrating the end of long days and short nights with big deals for a short time, like car wash. Right now, you can save 20% on the Armor All Complete Car Wash Kit. Need new brakes? Duralast brake pads are free with the purchase of Duralast rotors. We've also got oil deals and more. We're ending the summer right with the end of summer sale at AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. Restrictions apply.
While retinitis pigmentosa takes Mark's vision, his family gives him hope, whether at the family business or at home with his wife and sons. He knows he's not fighting alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Mark, winning the fight means being there for his family. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
Hey, Northwest Florida, Dave Ramsey here. I want to tell you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors and humidity issues. So, if you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768. They've been trusted members of the community for over 30 years. And remember what Todd always says, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. And be sure and tell them that Dave Ramsey sent you.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
At Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola, they know you've heard of acupuncture, but what is it? Acupuncture is a time-tested holistic medicine that can help decrease pain and restore function. They treat patients suffering from chronic back pain, neuropathy, joint pain, arthritis, migraines, and so much more. They can also help with digestive disorders, infertility, anxiety, and depression. To learn more or schedule a consultation, visit awpensacola.com. Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola, where a healthier and happier you awaits.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked with Mike Wood from the Pensacola Police Department about those new license plate readers and how exactly will they be used. We seem to be reaching almost a crisis point in the Baptist Hospital demolition project. Will the Escambia County Commission add it to the agenda and take it up? We'll see. The mayor's been pressing for that. And Roy Jones Jr. gets his medal, finally. What an amazing story. Listen to all of these conversations on the News Radio Pensacola app or the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Hey, Pensacola. Get ready for a midday delight that'll have you hooked. Weekdays from 11 until 2 on News Radio Pensacola. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins are the dynamic trio that'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud during your lunch break. They dish out the hottest topics, bring you the latest news, and deliver their unique blend of humor and insight that'll have you coming back for more. It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show on News Radio Pensacola, 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Easy lover, she'll get a hold on you.
right now.
This is Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Now, here's today's top three local trending stories. Number one.
Well, today is the deadline for the city of Pensacola to remove the Black Lives Matter mural on a street following a state mandate banning road art. The city confirmed its compliance in a letter to FDOT last week. If the city does not comply, though, state funds will be withheld.
Number two.
Okay, Pensacola Beach Toll Plaza is scheduled for removal due to outdated equipment. Goals to have the new toll plaza fully operational by next year's tourist season. Scammy commissioners will consider approving the recommendation to retain Mott McDonald for project oversight. That agreement, yay or nay, will happen tonight at the board meeting going on right now.
Number three.
Well, for the first time in three decades, the town of Century is set to transition to a new sanitation provider. The Century Town Council has formally endorsed the evaluation committee's recommendation of Waste Pro and has authorized Mayor Ben Boutwell to negotiate the terms of the final franchise agreement. The scheduled transition from Republic to Waste Pro is anticipated for December 1st.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Scampi County continues to make progress in cleaning up derelict vessels in Bayou Chico. However, people continue to anchor and abandon vessels in the waterway. Scampi Administrator Wes Marino, appearing with Andrew McKay on Pensacola Morning News today.
Another thing that's not really a monetary thing, but a process thing, is the removal of derelict vessels.
Yeah.
You know, right now the process is kind of elongated, and so we're going to ask that that process, if that process can be shortened somewhat and expedited, that would let us move forward a little bit quicker.
Well, abandoned and derelict boats can pollute and clog waterways, attract squatters, and damage property if they break loose during a storm. And we are all too well and familiar with that breaking loose in storm boats in the water thing.
Thank you, Sally.
Absolutely.
And Escambia County kicking off Florida Preparedness Month this September, speaking of which, reminding residents to get ready for the peak of hurricane season. Emergency management officials say it's important to be 1 week ready, encouraging households to stock up on essential supplies for at least 7 days. Residents are urged to create emergency plans, check their evacuation zones, and strengthen their homes.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
Eagles, Cowboys, NFL season begins tonight, 8:20 Eastern Time in Philadelphia at Lincoln Financial Field. The 2025 NFL season will begin. The reigning Super Bowl champion Eagles favored by 8.5 points over the Cowboys. This is the first of back-to-back nights of NFL games. Tomorrow in Sao Paulo, Brazil, the Chiefs will face the Chargers. 1 year ago, the Eagles played in the Friday game in Brazil, beat the Packers, and then went on to win the Super Bowl. The New York Giants have reached an agreement to sell a 10% minority interest in the team to the Koch family, which last year purchased a 15% stake in BSE Global, which owns the Brooklyn Nets and New York Liberty. Approval of the sale could happen next month at a league owners meeting. Tennis, U.S. Open semifinals are all set. American Amanda Anisimova, who upset Iga Swiatek Wednesday, will face Naomi Osaka, who eliminated Carolina Mahova Wednesday. In men's action, world number one ranked Jannik Sinner beat fellow Italian Lorenzo Musetti in straight sets to reach the semis against Felix Auger-Aliassime. Osaka and Anisimova will play their semifinals match tonight after the first women's semi between American Jessica Pegula and Aryna Sabalenka, who beat Pegula in last year's U.S. Open final. Baseball, not only did the Red Sox lose Wednesday to the Guardians 8-1, Boston manager Alex Cora shared that Sox rookie Roman Anthony won't play again in the regular season. Anthony placed on the 10-day injured list with a strained oblique muscle. 21-year-old rookie batted .292 with 8 home runs and 32 RBIs in 71 games. Alex Cora said injuries like the one Anthony has typically require 4 to 6 weeks recovery time. The Blue Jays increased their lead to top the AL East to 3.5 games over the Yankees and Red Sox. Yankees gave away a 4-1 lead to Houston, beaten by the Astros 8-7. 4 hits by Yordan Alvarez. Astros now 4 games over the Mariners and top the AL West. Seattle lost to Tampa 9-4. For more scores, stories, and features, go to foxsports.com. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
I do just want to take a minute to remind you of this. We are dealing with a pretty severe traffic incident on I-110 northbound. This is going to be as you are traveling towards Creighton Road. It is now backed up closer to Brent Lane. It is reaching that far on I-110. Had a texter showing us a photo of it, letting us know that it is closed just north of Airport Boulevard, saying that one lane is open. They are down to one lane right now. That's what's making the congestion so severe. So if you can avoid I-110 north in any way, I would recommend doing that.
Yeah, you were absolutely right a few minutes ago when you mentioned Davis would be a great alternate route.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the west side, maybe coming up through Pensacola, Carve City on that side,
mm-hmm.
maybe that can get you around some of that traffic delays.
Yeah, if you're traveling north, as Chris just said, on the east side, Davis, on the west side, that area, maybe Palafox, whatever, just I would avoid the interstate at all costs.
Don't even get on the freeway this afternoon. Keep it on surface roads.
Mm-hmm.
It'll save you a lot of time. Let me talk about some the schedules here coming down. We got a couple of high school football games while we're kind of jumping in sports here. Tate mm-hmm. taking on Pensacola High tonight. Kickoff in a few minutes, 7 o'clock. Aggies 2-0 coming off a 48-13 win over Gulf Breeze last Friday night. Meanwhile, PHS not doing so well early in the season, 0-2. Milton at Booker T. Washington, that game also 7 o'clock. They'll kick that one off. Now, tomorrow, pretty good slate of high school activity. Tallahassee Godby at Pensacola Catholic. West Florida at Fort Walton Beach. Pace at Gulf Breeze. Niceville at Pine Forest. The ESPN Pensacola game of the week, 7 o'clock kickoff on that. Freeport at Northview and Baker at Central.
Yes, and since we're talking about ESPN Pensacola, just very quickly here, lastly, I did want to mention that the Eagles and Cowboys coverage is getting underway on our sister station. Got underway at 6 o'clock on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola, 99.1 FM, 1330 AM, and the absolutely free ESPN Pensacola mobile app.
Here's today's health news.
The Justice Department is ramping up its crackdown on so-called gender-affirming care for minors, backing a yet-to-be-introduced bill known as the Victims of Chemical or Surgical Mutilation Act. Mike Emanuel has more from Washington.
It would give former patients up to 25 years after their 18th birthday or 4 years after new detransition-related costs to sue. Dr. Steve Ward is a senior fellow with Do No Harm.
The long-term risks and side effects, the harms of puberty blockers and cross-sex hormones and surgical procedures, that's been well known and studied and documented. So we're now getting to the point where we have some more formality in order to help hold these practitioners accountable.
Tennessee Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn is saying the bill will be introduced soon to stop what she calls this abuse of children. In Washington, Mike Emanuel, Fox News.
And Russian President Vladimir Putin and Chinese President Xi Jinping are looking to the future, and they'd both like to be a part of it. The two were caught on a hot mic talking privately about living to at least 150 years old at China's World War II Victory Day parade in Beijing this week. Xi noted that 70 used to be old, but now, thanks to advances in biotechnology, organs can continuously be transplanted and people can live longer and longer.
Young patients with ADHD may be getting more prescriptions than they really need. Lisa Brady looks into this and has the details.
This is House Call for Health. A study suggests most doctors ignore guidelines when prescribing attention deficit hyperactivity disorder medication to preschoolers. The American Academy of Pediatrics recommends preschoolers diagnosed with ADHD first get 6 months of behavioral therapy before being prescribed drugs. However, the study finds that was followed in only around 14% of U.S. cases involving children ages 3 to 5. Researchers tracking the treatment of more than 9,700 kids, more than 42% got a prescription for an ADHD medicine within a month. This study was published in the JAMA Network Open Medical Journal. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
6:45 on News Radio 92.3. Austin Price, of course, looking at that weather, but more importantly, as of right now this afternoon, looking at that traffic situation on the 110 freeway.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we just told you about this a few minutes ago, but if you are just joining us, there is still some very heavy congestion on the I-110 traveling northbound towards Creighton Road. It's got you backed up to almost Brent Lane. That's because they have closed it down to one lane just north of Airport Boulevard. That's where this congestion is really ramping up. So it is, as Chris and I told you just a few minutes ago, it is best to probably avoid I-110 if you can. Take Davis, take Palafox, take anything in that regard. But outside of the that one spot, though, there's not too much holding you up on the roads at this time. Davis and Palafox are looking clear, so there's some good news for you. As for the weather, 84 degrees, low of 73 this evening. Going to be sunny, mostly clear for the next several days, just like it has been recently. But we are going to see the temperatures ramp up a little bit for your weekend, sitting at around 92 for both Saturday and Sunday.
Okay, there's a nice forecast for you. Let me just get you up to speed about what's going on in the tropics. National Hurricane Center reporting a tropical wave in the Atlantic has now become Invest 91L, has a 90% chance of developing as it moves west-northwest, likely becoming Tropical Storm Gabriel by the weekend. This will be the seventh named storm of the 2025 Atlantic Basin hurricane system and season. For now, most of the computer models show the system curving to the north, like the path of Hurricane Erin. Gulf of Mexico currently showing no tropical activity. So with that said, covering the Atlantic side, tropical storm in the Pacific is bringing heavy rainfall to Mexico and a chance of flash flooding to parts of the southwestern part of the U.S. Christian Goodwin following the storm.
The National Hurricane Center says former Hurricane Lorena will continue to weaken, but will bring a life-threatening risk of flash flooding and mudslides to parts of Mexico's Baja California Peninsula. Downgraded to a tropical storm, forecasters say it has sustained winds of 70 miles per hour, noting parts of western Mexican states, including Baja California and Sonora, could see up to 15 inches of rain into Friday. With the storm's track still uncertain, the Weather Center also notes parts of Arizona and New Mexico could see up to 5 inches of rain, issuing watches for isolated flash flooding into Saturday. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
Okay, a fresh reading on the job market. Not so good. Pretty disappointing today. Jenny Casola has those numbers.
Private job creation cooled in August as measured by payroll processing company ADP. It says just 54,000 new jobs were created last month, down from July and weaker than expected. Manufacturing jobs declined in August. However, people were making more. Pay was up 4.4% compared with a year ago. ADP's chief economist Nela Richardson says average hours worked declined, which suggests employers are avoiding layoffs but cutting back on work. Also, new claims for unemployment benefits for the week ending August 30th rose to 237,000, more than expected. The monthly employment report is released on Friday. Ginny Coselda, Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Spirit Airlines is said to be ending service in a number of U.S. cities this fall. Today, United Airlines put on sale a slew of new flights in cities where Spirit currently operates, like Orlando, Las Vegas, Houston, Chicago, and their home base of Fort Lauderdale. In October, Spirit is ending routes in Albuquerque, Salt Lake City, Oakland, Sacramento, San Jose, and San Diego, to name a few. Legendary Italian fashion designer Giorgio Armani has died, according to a company announcement. Armani had reportedly taken ill as of late, canceling catwalk appearances at Men's Fashion Week this summer for the first time in his long career. Italy's Prime Minister Giorgio Meloni paying tribute, calling him an icon. He was 91. On Wall Street, stocks were higher, with the Dow gaining more than 350 points, the S&P grew by 53, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ gained 210. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, the 2025 regular season, NFL regular season that is, gets underway with the reigning Super Bowl champs hosting their division rivals, the Dallas Cowboys. Jared Max has the preview.
The waiting was the hardest part for NFL fans, but this evening the wait ends. For the first time in 208 days, an NFL game of meaning. The regular season kicks off in Philadelphia, where the Eagles will raise a championship banner at Lincoln Financial Field to honor last season's team, which beat the Kansas City Chiefs in the Super Bowl. But the Eagles' 2025 team won't be part of this ceremony.
Yeah, I didn't know it was banner night. We won't be out for that.
Eagles head coach Nick Sirianni will keep his players in the locker room tonight while Eagles fans celebrate the accomplishment of last season's team. This year's roster includes 20 players who were not part of Philadelphia's Super Bowl run. The Eagles are heavily favored against the Dallas Cowboys tonight, kickoff 8:20 Eastern Time. Another NFL game tomorrow in Sao Paulo, Brazil, between the Chiefs and the Los Angeles Chargers. Jared Max, Fox News.
And American workers are growing increasingly stressed about debt and finances. That's according to a new Bank of America survey that showed 47% of people with jobs felt financially secure. That's down from 52% back in January. Three-quarters of workers are worried about the overall state of the economy.
Well, it's not the Philadelphia Eagles, but it is American Eagles, and their stock is up. Thanks, it says, to an ad featuring Sydney Sweeney. She's making some bucks. Kelly Sabrini has more.
The brand CEO said in earnings yesterday, quote, "We are the American jeans brand, and the numbers reflect that the ad was a success. Both revenue and earnings per share had beat analyst expectations. The ad, which sparked controversy when it debuted 6 weeks ago, featured blonde-haired, blue-eyed actress Sweeney saying the following line, jeans are passed down from parents to offspring, and then the ad goes on to say, and my jeans are blue. So shares jumped nearly 25% in after-hours trading Wednesday after American Eagle posted earnings. The denim brand stock had been down 18.3% this year through Wednesday's market close.
All righty, and with that, we are just about at 6:52. That means we are right on schedule for one final break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with one final check of your roads and weather, which is much needed, might I add. And then we'll get some pop culture notes, some more frivolous headlines to help ease you into this Thursday night right here on News Radio 92.3.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance. Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Here's the tale of the daily med fill. Same old pharmacy, same old bill, but those prices kept rising higher still.
Till the savings wrangler rode in, cool as can be. Tap Good RX, saving massively.
No plan? Don't matter none. Up to 80% off. The deals are done.
Discounts hitting harder than Ma's chili. Dang. That one little app does all the rest.
Save time and money on prescriptions.
Check GoodRx. GoodRx is not insurance.
Love electronics? Join the award-winning team at ADX Communications, home of Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN 1330, and Pensacola's Playlist. We're looking for an experienced electronics technician who can keep our stations running smooth, from the studio to the transmitter tower. Competitive pay, great benefits, and a fun, fast-paced team environment. Apply today at catcountry987.com. That's catcountry987.com. ADX is an equal opportunity employer.
All of your local news and talk from dependable host Andrew McKay on your morning drive with Pensacola Morning News 5 to 9 on News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin.
Okay, heads up, Pensacola. It has been a rocking day today. Not a bad day at all. Beautiful weather. Well, traffic's the monster in the room.
Yeah, traffic's cute in the right light.
So let me just throw it to Austin. He's got the weather and a look at that local traffic mess up on the 110 freeway.
Yeah, that's the only spot that's been giving us trouble on the roads for a little while now. And it is reaching basically from Creighton Road to Brent Lane. We've got that length of congestion on I-110 north, and it is closed down to one lane in that stretch. That's what a texter showed us. They had photo evidence of it, so I'll take their word for it. But that's what's causing the congestion to be so severe right now. Outside of that, though, there's not much holding you up on the roads at this time. So just try to avoid I-110 north if at all possible. Take Davis Highway, take Palafox if you can take those roads. As for your weather, 84 degrees, going to be a low of 73 tonight. It's been sunny, mostly clear the last several days. It's going to continue to be so, but as we get into Saturday and Sunday, it's going to warm up a bit as a result, sitting at around a high of 92 for both days.
Here's today's pop culture news.
You were mentioning the photo. Well, Confucius say one photo's worth 1,000 words. There you go. Save that guy 1,000 words. Happiest place on earth is getting just too doggone expensive. Max Gordon is at Disneyland this afternoon out in Anaheim to tell us about those rising costs.
It all depends on the day and on demand. Now today, a single park ticket here at Disneyland costs $104, but that's not always the price. Now tickets can reach as high as $206 for the most in-demand days. MickeyVisit.com tracks ticket prices, how prices have been increasing over the past decade here at Disneyland. While the low end has stayed relatively stable over the years, the highest price tickets have increased in cost by $110, a 114.58% increase. And once you buy your ticket, you've got the option to spend even more. Today, parking costs $35. Then there are several versions of the Lightning Lane Pass, allowing you to join a shorter line for rides.
And Italian fashion designer Giorgio Armani, dead at the age of 91. The Armani Group announced his death today. He's known for featuring an Italian aesthetic in his clothing, with a lot of his work featured on red carpets around the world, worn by the likes of Beyonce, Lady Gaga, and Julia Roberts. He's also designed costumes for over 100 movies, including The Dark Knight and Ocean's 13. Armani did not appear at his brand's Milan fashion show in June for the first time in his career, with the company saying he was recovering at home.
And I like the Armani suits. I know they're real expensive, but they are very nice. Hey, a spinoff of The Office. If you like the sitcom The Office, you're going to love The Paper. Here's Michelle Polino with an explanation.
The Paper brings the mockumentary style of The Office back for a new series that centers on the quirky staff of a struggling local newspaper, led by Domhnall Gleeson, who stars as Ned Sampson, an ambitious editor-in-chief as he works to get the paper and his staff on the right track.
How many of you have actually written for a paper before?
I wrote a paper in junior high.
Not quite the same thing.
I've tweeted.
You've tweeted?
I'm in a group text.
This is terrific.
The show carries DNA from The Office, with creator Greg Daniels returning as co-creator, executive producer, and showrunner, and original cast member Oscar Nunez reprising his role. Peacock has already renewed the paper for a second season. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And several healthcare workers in California are now out of a job after posing near patients' bodily fluids on exam tables on TikTok. Several captions are shown on screen, including, "Are patients allowed to leave you guys gifts and guess the substance?" The video, which has since been deleted, went viral on several social media platforms last weekend. I actually saw this. It was made by a former employee at Sansom Clinic. That is a nonprofit outpatient care facility. There were 8 employees let go in total.
Well, okay, so this just pops up on your screen, or what? How'd you
scrolling on TikTok, and it popped up. Right. And it was a woman responding to it saying, "Wow, this is terrible."
Okay, U.S. Airlines may no longer have to refund passengers for delays the companies are found to be responsible for. Here's Goodale Scott.
The Trump administration says it will not move forward with the requirement for air carriers to compensate customers for disruptions the carriers cause. The Biden administration last December sought public comment on whether passengers should get cash refunds, as much as $300 for minimum 3-hour delays and nearly $800 for longer disruptions. Earlier this year, a trade group asked the Trump administration on behalf of the major domestic carriers and others to end that Biden-era policy proposal. The White House said current USDOT and administration priorities are behind the proposal's withdrawal. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Okay, that's it for Austin Price. Chris Bryant will be back at 4 on News Radio 92.3. Have a great night.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.